Track 7 and more news stories. National Highways has said it's identified only minor defects to Blackpool Overbridge, despite concerns that chunks of concrete had come away. Ashburton resident John Bishop contacted the Mid Devon Advertiser to voice his concern about the state of several overbridges along the A38, in particular the Blackpool Overbridge. Mr Bishop says a chunk of concrete has come away from the bridge, and while it had not, at least at this time, fallen onto the A38 below, he makes the point that it easily could have. "Someone needs to get to grips with this," John said. "One can only imagine what would happen if a piece were to fall and hit a car," he added. The former police officer also raised concerns about the vegetation being left unkempt and thus degrading the concrete, not to mention the visual obstruction it causes to drivers. A report was made to the National Highways in 2021 about this issue. A chunk of concrete broke away from the Blackpool Overbridge onto the exit-bound side of the road. But National Highways say that after an inspection earlier this year, only minor defects were found. Terry Robinson, South West Engineering Team Manager for National Highways, said, "We have a robust inspection regime and examine all our bridges and other structures in line with the published guidance in the Design Manual for Roads and Bridges. Bridges and structures are renewed and refurbished as required. The Blackpool Overbridge was last inspected early this year and only minor defects identified and no further deterioration since its previous inspection in 2021. We continue to monitor all aspects of the strategic road network, including the A38, and in addition, our highways inspectors carry out routine safety inspections on a weekly basis, and any noticeable defects are reported.
Trinity students speak out and impress judges. Pupils at Trinity School in Tynmouth wowed judges at the recent Rotary Club Junior Speaks competition. All the judges commended the exceptionally high standard of research and delivery from the children taking part. Tynmouth Rotary Club holds Junior Speaks competitions in several primary schools in the area. The Rotarians work with the schools to judge pupils' presentations on a range of topics that the children have researched and developed. At Trinity, pupils in years 4 and 5 can choose any topic, while children in year 6 research and speak about a charity of their choice. Heats are held in each school before finalists are invited to an event where they present to family, friends and Rotarian judges. "It was almost impossible to select the winners. The standard was so high," said Tynmouth Rotary Club Treasurer Peter Taylors. Pupils in year 4 and 5 spoke on a variety of subjects, including holiday adventures, skiing, on safari, and discovering the delights of Bude. One described the delights of Dubai. Another explained the importance of keeping young minds healthy. Others gave informative and well-illustrated talks about creatures, including cats, ants, and sea slugs. The judges were impressed by the range of photographs, videos and pictures used, as well as the daring backflip performed by one pupil to demonstrate the power of gymnastics. In the Year 6 competition, pupils spoke about a variety of charities. The audience heard about the value and importance of water aid in developing countries. The delights of the Southwest Coast Path were vividly described, and the audience was moved by a first-hand family experience of the impact of the British Heart Foundation. Animals were strongly represented with illustrated talks on guide dogs, the Dogs Trust, and the RSPCA, including the prop of a recently rescued dog. A special award, the Wedgwood Cup, which, judged by the staff at Trinity, and awarded it the most entertaining talk. This year, it was won by Eliza Morgan, who entertained and informed everyone about the importance of water aid in developing countries. At the end of the evening, Tynmouth Rotary awarded a cheque for £100 to the charity of the school's choice, Guide Dogs.
Broadside for careless drivers caught in floods. Careless drivers who got stuck in floodwater despite warnings not to travel have been criticised for jeopardising emergency services. Several cars were stranded around Newton Abbot as Storm Bert caused flooding and fallen trees. Councillor Jackie Hook told Teignbridge Council's executive committee that Newton Abbot, Kingstainton and Teignbridge had been particularly badly hit. Councillor Hook, executive member for climate change, said floodwater caused damage to footpaths and cycle paths around Stover Canal, and she added, "It's important people heed warnings. The advice was not to travel." But sadly, the emergency services had to deal with several incidents of vehicles stranded in floodwater. This means they were unable to attend other incidents. We all need to pull together, heed warnings, and allow the emergency services to use their time as effectively as possible.
It's been another successful year for Newton Abbot's poppy appeal, as it raised more than £35,000. Newton Abbot's poppy appeal organiser, Richard Underhill, said, "Now that the dust has settled and everything is packed away for another year, I would like to thank all the volunteers who collected in all weathers. And to those volunteers who worked in our static sites at Asda, Sainsbury's, Trago and Aldi, as well as the coordinators from Bovey Tracy, Ipplepen, Ogwell, Denbury, King's Kerswell and Broadhempston, who helped to make our appeal a success. A big thank you must go out to the public who supported this year's appeal and very generously donated money."
Ken brought in to sniff out any trouble. Police in Ashburton were joined by a new furry colleague. Police dog Ken joined neighbourhood officers on foot patrol around the town with his handler, PC Sarah Fleming. Police dog Ken is a passive drugs dog, whose job is to help officers detect drugs on a person. He is trained to indicate to his handler if he sniffs out something suspicious on a person. A spokesman for Ashburton and Chudley policing team explained, "The team will continue to utilise resources to assist in the detection and prevention of criminal behaviour in the community and hope to have them back soon. Drugs have a detrimental effect on our communities, and we will pursue those who intend to commit crime and support the vulnerable people that it affects."